You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
And now a word from our sponsor, Netskope. Netskope is a worldwide leader in SASE and Zero Trust. Its unified platform, Netskope One, provides optimized access and Zero Trust security for people, devices, and data anywhere they go, helping customers reduce risk, accelerate performance, and get unrivaled visibility into any cloud, web, and private application activity. To learn more about how Netskope helps customers be ready for anything on their SASE journey, visit netskope.com.
The word is incident response. Spelled incident as in data breach or cyber attack, and response as in a coordinated effort to react to an event. Definition: a collection of people, process, and technology that provides an organization the ability to detect and respond to cyber attacks. Example sentence: after the data breach last month, we improved our incident response program by creating new standardized operating procedures to limit the damage in future attacks. Origin and context. In 1986, a 75-cent discrepancy in the Unix accounting system at the Lawrence Berkeley Laboratory, or LBL, led to one of the first documented cases of cyber espionage. Back in those days, we charged users for the computer time they used. Detailed first in a 1988 Communications of the ACM article entitled Stalking the Wily Hacker, and then more fully realized in the Cybersecurity Canon Hall of Fame book The Cuckoo's Egg, published in 1989, Dr. Clifford Stowe followed a seemingly innocuous trail of breadcrumbs that eventually led to the discovery of East German hacker mercenaries working for the Soviets with the ultimate goal to break into U.S. military networks. Although Dr. Stowe never called his investigation incident response, for all intents and purposes, he created the incident response field in that investigation. In 1988, and close on the Wily hacker's heels, came the first ever internet-distributed denial-of-service attack called the Morris Worm. A 23-year-old Cornell University graduate student named Robert Tappan Morris was experimenting with the idea that a computer program could spread itself silently across the internet. His experiment got away from him, and according to the FBI, within 24 hours, Morris's worm had directly infected 6,000 of the 60,000 computers that were then connected to the internet at the time, rendering them unusable and creating an internet traffic jam for the remaining unaffected computers. In the aftermath, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA, sponsored Carnegie Mellon University to establish the first Computer Emergency Response Team / Coordination Center, or CERT-CC, to handle these global cyber events in the future. Between the cuckoo's egg and the Morris worm, incident response was born. Nerd reference. Dr. Clifford Stoll is one of InfoSec's most colorful characters, and in 2011, he retold his legendary incident response story on the AT&T YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah! It was 1986. I'm doing astronomy over in Berkeley, California. And one day I'm walking and I notice the accounts are off. To the tune of 75, 85 cents. My accounting inside my Unix machine is out of balance. I'm saying, I start looking at it, start poking at it, and I notice that, oh, it looks like there's somebody using my Unix machine without permission, an account from a friend of mine, Joe Svantec, is being used without any permission. Somebody has changed the password to it. Maybe I have a hacker, somebody who's coming in who has super user privilege. They're able to get in and manipulate anything they want in my machine. They have the same license that the system administrator has. Start thinking thinking about it, and I come back and say, how can I find it? How can I prove this? Maybe it's this, maybe it ain't. How can I prove it yes, prove it no? Eventually, it took a year of tracing things back and finding that, oh yeah, the guy would come in and he was stealing military stuff. We're not a military installation, but this guy thinks that we are, which says he's not around here. Meanwhile, we're tracing him backwards. We trace him from Berkeley, California into Oakland. It's across AT&T long lines service. We trace him back to Virginia. And from there, up into a satellite. But then it turns out to track him back further, it would take 2 hours or so. And the guy was smart enough, he was clever enough, that he'd only connect for a few minutes at a time. So I'm saying, how are we going to catch this guy? We have to keep him online for a couple hours in order to track him across the ocean. But in order to do that, we need something that he'll go for. So, I said, I'll set a trap. I'll make a file in my system that's so interesting, full of all sorts of bogus national security things, filled with all sorts of neat things that somebody will say, oh wow, I gotta read this.
Credits. Word Notes is written by Nyla Genoway, executive produced by Peter Kilpie, and edited by John Petrick and me, Rick Howard. The mix, sound design, and original music have all been crafted by the ridiculously talented Elliot Peltzman. Thanks for listening.
And now, a word from our sponsor, Zscaler, the leader in cloud security. Cyber attackers are using AI in creative ways to compromise users and breach organizations. In a security landscape where you must fight AI with AI, the best AI protection comes from having the best data. Zscaler has extended its zero-trust architecture with powerful AI engines that are trained and tuned by 500 trillion daily signals. Learn more about Zscaler Zero Trust Plus AI to prevent ransomware and AI attacks. Experience your world secured. Visit zscaler.com/zerotrustAI.